Jesi ti čuo za Cross Radio, a?
Ne znaš, a?
Ne znaš, a?
Ne znaš, a?
Čoveče.
Ne znaš, a?
Čoveče. Čoveče.
Ne znaš, a?
Čoveče. Čoveče. Cross Radio.
Ne znaš, a?
Cross Radio, a?
Vi slušate novosadsko izdanje Cross Radio. Proteklih 7 dana francuski jazz band Kadinski efekt bio je na turneji po Srbiji. Svirali su u Zrenjaninu, Novom Sadu, Beogradu i Nišu. Sa mnom u studiju su Gael, basista, i Warren, saksofonista trija The Kadinski efekt. Kakvi su vam utisci o ovom delu Evrope i da li ste imali mogućnosti da malo, tako reći, opipate jazz scenu?
As a jazz scene, to be perfectly honest, we haven't actually seen much jazz.
Yeah, I don't think we saw anything in our band. You know?
Apart from that, I think Nish was great, you know, Novi Sad was great, super well welcoming, very interesting, different, but very nice. The very few bits of jazz that I know in the Balkans are, I guess, a bit more like the gypsy jazz scene that I know, obviously, you know, the whole Costa Rica thing, you know, I think exploded that whole movement. That's pretty much it from my part. You?
No, I don't really know much about the Balkan jazz scene whatsoever. I'm sorry to say it, I'd love to hear of course the gypsy side of things.
Zvuk koji proizvodite teško je staviti u jedan kadar. Kako vi na to gledate?
I think it's all a bunch of different influences from growing up, you know, like we grew up 90s music, you know, rock and electronica, and that's all definitely influenced, but we're still very much jazz influenced. Improvisation is probably our still main point in the music.
Yeah, I feel the same way, like improvised music is still the root of our music, but now that, you know, we're the next generation of young musicians coming up, we just have so many different influences. I mean, we love Aphex Twin, we love Nirvana, we love all these things that have come before us. How can we not take from those things? For us not to take from those things would almost be denying our musical influences
and culture.
Yeah. You know, it's like denying pop culture in a sense and saying no. Because, you know, if you look back in time, like, jazz had its roots in pop culture always. All the modern jazz musicians of the 50s and 60s were taking music from the pop culture and embellishing it, adding more chords, doing things, or reharmonizing the melodies. You're like, okay, this is jazz, we're gonna take this to the next level. And I think that in a sense that's what we're trying to do as a band.
And open up to different age groups and cultures, yeah. You know, trying to get them to listen to more improvised music as well in that sense, you know, and by playing our standards of our generation.
Yeah, because the younger audience of jazz is dying every day, you know. Of course there are bands that are still pushing strong with the younger audience. You have like Modesky, Martin Wood, like Happy Apple, which are, these are
so much
bad plus, you know, these bands are, the younger audience is more open to it. Just hope that we can open the ears of younger listeners, you know, and bringing them to listen to other stuff of jazz music, you know, like, oh, we checked out Coltrane, we're younger, maybe you should check it out.
Kako je počela priča o bandu?
One basically just came up to one of my gigs and just started playing, but now we ended up meeting. We're both originally from California. I'm also French and South American. I think expats, when they meet up in a different country, just like tend to link right away. Yeah, the whole like Californian music scene as well kind of definitely linked us in. From the entire like stateside scene that wasn't, you know, so big in Europe, you know, that definitely linked us up. I played with Gautier. We just started out as friends. We're all really close friends more than anything before a band, and I think you could hear that in the music as well.
Verovatno vas ovo često pitaju, ime benda, Kadinski efekt.
I mean, Kandinsky and jazz goes hand in hand, you know, the whole art scene, visual and audio, it cannot not be influenced. The name in itself, to be perfectly honest, we were stuck. We didn't know what to do. I was at the Modern Art Museum Georges Pompidou in front of Kandinsky, and it had to be done. And I was like, all right, boom, this is it, gonna happen. Warren came up with the effect, it gave it a bit of a touch, but it's still different.
Yeah, the effect thing was very last minute. Just because we were like the, originally we were the Kandinsky trio, you know, and then I received an email from like the one of the writers for the Kandinsky trio, which is a chamber orchestra, or not
string,
yeah, it's like a chamber music group, and they're actually quite well known. So they're really amazing, and one of the writers wrote me, he's like, well, I really love your guys' music, but you probably should change the name. And then a friend of mine song, we're actually in this other snowboard video that came out this year. And he's like, hey, I need to credit your band. What can we call your band? And then he was on the on a boat in Greece. I'm like, I'm on the telephone in California. I'm like, dude, we're going to call it the Kandinsky Effect. Okay, it's cool. It's done. This is costing me too much money on my telephone. Peace.
Kakvi su vam planovi za budućnost?
We're looking into different record deals. A guy from Universal Records Europe contacted us back in December. We're going to chase them up after these tours. We've been on the road pretty much for about 2 months now, so we're going to go home, chill out, really invest this, look into it, and yeah, we definitely need a record before next season, so any record producers out there, feel free to contact us. Just check out the website, Kandinsky Effect, MySpace, and looking forward to hearing from you guys.
Yeah, I think our biggest plan is just to really put what we do on a CD.
And we're a live band.
Yeah, we're a live band, and our only hope for the next record is to really capture what we do.
No live set is the same. We change it every time songs go in. Biggest, conflict, I think, for the studio.
Sada slušamo The Kandinsky Effect i pesmu Down and Out.
Slušate Cross Radio, prvi program.